Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We'll start this afternoon, though, with the news that Minister of State for Disability Anne Rabbitt has told the court how she feared for her safety and felt under attack when a bag of cow dung was flung at her at a public meeting in Gort in County Galway in January of last year. The Fianna Fáil TD for Galway East was giving evidence in the case against South Galway farmer Joseph Baldwin of Ballyaneen in Gort, who's charged with assaulting her at that meeting. Mr. Baldwin denies the charge, as well as a second alleged offence of engaging in threatening or abusive behaviour likely to lead to a breach of the peace. Well, Drive Time's John Cook is at Gort District Court, sitting in Ennis today, and is with me now. Where the Galway TD, John, was the first witness, I believe.
Yes, Cormac, it was lengthy testimony. And just a warning to listeners that there is some colourful language or profanities, as they were described in court, with Judge Alec Gabbett telling witnesses they needed to say it as it was and as it happened. So taking the witness stand, Anne Rabbitt confirmed to the court that she was a TD for Galway East and she's the Minister of State for Disability. She attended a public meeting at O'Sullivan's Hotel in Gort that had been advertised on social media regarding concerns about a planned biogas development in Gort town centre. She said she was very nervous going into public meetings. It was crowded. There was no top table. She stood near the bar and tried to blend in, as contributors from the floor were very upset and irate that planning had been granted for the biogas plant through the council and it would clog up the town with traffic, a concern she shared, she said. It was very emotive and tensions were high in the room, she said, as a microphone was going around the floor. Her Oireachtas colleague for Galway East, Fine Gael TD Kieran Cannon, spoke to offer his support to the community at the meeting, she said, followed by a gentleman who took the microphone to ask, "How would you like to live beside a shit factory?" Before taking three steps forward to fling a bag towards Kieran Cannon, then he flung one at me, she said, apologising to Judge Gabbett for the language she used and becoming very upset. Judge Gabbett assuring her he'd heard worse profanities in court and asking her to continue to tell her exactly what was said and how she recalled it. She said that the defendant in this case, Joseph Baldwin, looked at her and said, "I'm not forgetting about you, Rabbitt," as he threw a bag of something towards her. And breaking down in tears in the witness box, Minister Rabbitt said he looked at me very angry. "I'll never forget the white in his eyes. Jesus, I felt I'd been picked out. I didn't feel safe in a public space with the people who elected me." She said through tears, breaking down again, she added, "The people of Gort are my people and everyone was looking at me." She said she didn't know if she was able to stay standing. "I felt I was being attacked, my space invaded, as if I'd been struck." Minister Rabbitt told the court that as a public representative, you have to behave in a particular manner. She said that though she wanted to scream her head off because nobody in the room said what happened was wrong, other than a word from the meeting's MC to ask for respectful conduct. She said someone beside her indicated, "That's a bag of shite, you know." She said, "I did not become abusive. I wanted to scream. I just took it. I felt it was best not to cry. I grabbed my phone. I tweeted a message saying, 'I can't believe a bag of SH1T was thrown at me tonight.' It helped," she said, "to look away from them, to look down at my phone and to give me the power to feel in control again. I was reared on a principle that silence is condolence," she told the court, "and no one said what happened was wrong." Afterwards, she said she spoke to the organisers of the meeting, telling them she did not feel safe and had no option but to go to An Garda Síochána. "I know what it's like to be intimidated and bullied as a public representative," she said. "I get the phone calls, but there's a line and it was crossed that night. It's tough doing what we do, the Fianna Fáil TD said. "It's a privilege, though. I know I'm bawling my eyes through this evidence," she said, "but I love doing what I do," adding she was afraid to even refuel her car in Gort that night in case she'd bump into Joseph Baldwin, and questioned on her way home, her fuel tank low, she said, "Why do I do what we do?" as I drove home, Cormac.
I believe Minister Rabbitt's evidence of what happened, John, at the Gort biogas meeting was challenged under cross-examination.
Yeah, vigorous cross-examination from Solicitor Dara Hassett for Mr. Baldwin, and it was suggested to Minister Rabbit that while she might be a fine public representative, she would make a poor historian, as it was put to her that 8 witnesses who were at the PACT meeting would testify that the bag, shown in court to be a small, clear plastic packet with what was described as a green liquid substance inside, had not in fact hit her. He said video footage before the court would also prove her evidence to be inaccurate and misleading. Why did you say it hit you, he asked, to your torso to Gardaí on the night and to the right upper body when you spoke to Gardaí in the days afterwards? When it didn't hit you at all, he said, why did you say it hit you? Answering, Miss Rabbit said, I felt it did because I defended myself. I felt it did, she said. I still feel it did. Showing the court how she had crossed her hands across her chest to defend herself, adding, I never felt so threatened and intimidated. Something coming to me at a meeting and not knowing what it was, Cormac.
Did you get to see video footage of the meeting and the incident at the centre of this trial, John?
Yes, we were told there was professional video footage taken of the meeting that night in Gort, and it was shown to the court on several TV screens. In the footage, you see the accused, Joseph Baldwin. He can be seen speaking into a microphone, questioning Deputy Kieran Cannon as to why 2 local TDs are not standing up to the government, as he put it, saying the biogas plant should not happen. In response, Deputy Kieran Cannon is seen and heard to say that the planning authorities of Galway County Council on board Planola are independent of government and it is not in the power of a TD to stop the plant, criticising the government on a lack of healthcare and water problems in Gort as well. Mr Baldwin asks, will you now stand up to government and will Anne Rabbit before he throws a bag towards Deputy Cannon saying, I've a present for you. Here's a bag of cow shite for you. As he flings another bag in Anne Rabbit's direction, the bag is seen to go to her right-hand side as she slightly moved her head, and Mr. Baldwin is seen to leave the room walking through the crowd. Cormac.
I believe as well, John, there was evidence from a second government TD in court this afternoon, the aforementioned Kieran Cannon of Fine Gael. What did he have to say?
Yes, Deputy Cannon was asked about the bag thrown towards him. He said it landed on the floor near his foot. It was a small Ziploc-type bag, he said, thrown in his direction. And the exhibit was again shown to the judge. He said he was somewhat concerned for his safety when he saw a projectile coming towards me, though those fears were somewhat allayed when he saw it fall to the floor. He said it looked like excrement, animal excrement of some kind. Excuse my language, he said, but the man did say to me through the microphone words to the effect that if you're bringing shit to Gort Town, here's some shit for you. He said he saw commotion at the end of a very crowded room, but he wasn't aware what had happened until he spoke to Deputy Anne Rabbit afterwards. He said she followed him out visibly upset, her voice trembling to say, I got a bag thrown at me too. Asked how he felt about what had happened to him, Deputy Cannon said that it was part of the life of a politician to go to meeting after meeting, but it was the first time that ever someone had took time to throw something at him. Taking time, he said, before and planning to put animal excrement into plastic bags, concealing them on his person, referring to the accused Joseph Baldwin, and bringing them to the meeting to throw them at me. He said, I imagined later if there had been some other substance in that bag, what might have happened, and I felt concerned for my safety. He said he felt he should do pre-screening of future public meetings before he would attend them as a consequence, Cormac.
Mm-hmm. Has the court heard any evidence, John, from the accused in this case, Mr. Baldwin?
Mr. Baldwin has been present in court throughout the day but hasn't taken the witness stand. However, Garda evidence being given to the court by Sergeant Dermot Clunan of Gort Garda Station. A pre-prepared written statement given to the Gardaí when he came to the station to be arrested on invitation on January 29th, 2023, has been read to the court by barrister for the prosecution, Jerry Silk. And in the statement, Joseph Baldwin outlined that he grew up in a town where there was a serious smell over the years from a meat factory, Then he said over the years the area suffered too badly from flooding, he said. He said he'd asked government TDs to do something regarding the flooding and they've done nothing. They only come promising to do it when there are elections. He spoke of hospital overcrowding in Galway that he had experienced visiting his late father, comparing conditions to a third world country. He said there was no healthcare centre in the town. He said the local water supply had a boil notice. There were burglaries, a lack of Gardaí, people, including my mother, living in fear of being robbed. He said two government TDs are here and they have an answer for everything and a solution for nothing, only to block you on social media. He said on the evening in question, I'd had enough. I went out into the farm. I put cow dung into small, light bags. I thought there'd be a top table at the meeting where I'd leave the bags in front of councillors and TDs because I'd heard of someone doing something similar with glasses of discoloured water before politicians at a meeting on the water problems in the town previously. He said, my attitude, was that if they're going to bring shit into the town of Cork, here's some for Guy too, as he threw it towards Kieran Cannon and some in the direction of Anne Rabbit, he said, though he said he thought it had brushed off someone else before he went out for a cigarette. I did return to the room, he said, but it's not true to say, as it's been reflected in the media, he suggested, that I stood intimidating Anne Rabbit for the rest of the night. Mr. Baldwin's statement went on to say, I care about my community and I speak out for it. I went to that meeting with no harm intended to anyone. I did it as a way of trying to get through to them. He suggested he'd been unfairly represented in the media nationally and that the two TDs had sought publicity, spreading the story, and he said he wasn't apologising as he didn't believe what he had done was wrong and he intended to hurt no one. Within the past few minutes, Cormac, the prosecution case has concluded, their evidence coming to an end, and Barrister Gerry Silk saying their case is based not on the fact that Mr. Baldwin hit Anne Rabbit because she was mistaken that he'd hit her, but that she feared or apprehended he would. Mr. Baldwin had planned what he did. Evidence was that he had lobbed the bags upwards, not to their feet, and lobbing something upwards would face the risk that it would hurt someone in a clear breach of the peace and an assault. And Barrister Silk said it doesn't matter whether she was hit or not, she was in fear. In response to this, Dara Hassett, for Mr. Baldwin, said that Anne Rabbit's historical recollection leaves a lot to be desired. She wasn't hit when she says she was. Her evidence is at odds too, he said, with statements made to Gardaí at the time in January 2023 and with the footage seen in court and the emotional evidence that she gave in the witness box today, he said, suggesting that she had changed her story. While she was upset in evidence, she was able to robustly defend that evidence under cross-examination, he said. And as I stepped out to you to talk to you, Cormac, out of the courthouse, Judge Alec Gabbett indicating that will be a matter for him to decide when he delivers his verdict, which we expect shortly.
OK, and all of that evidence and those submissions finished a short time ago. So, John Cook, thank you very much indeed for giving us that update. We'll bring you that verdict if it happens this evening. And John Cook reporting from Gorth District Court, sitting this evening at the courthouse in Ennis.